Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. The first reading today on this Tuesday, January 7th, is a letter from St. John, chapter 4, verses 7 to 10. I love this passage. Beloved, let us love one another because love is of God. Everyone who loves is begotten by God and knows God. Whoever is without love does not know God, for God is love. In this way, the love of God was revealed to us. God sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we might have life through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as expiation for our sins. Brothers and sisters, this life is just the first step. When we think of this life, 70 is the number of our years, or 80 for those who are strong. And most of these, says Scripture, they are fruitless toil. They pass quickly and we drift away. But, oh, brothers and sisters, the truth is God is giving us this time on earth to grow in our love for him, to grow in the desire to follow him. And so many, many people say, oh, well, this is just the way I am. I can't be any different. Yes, you can. Take one area of your life, as I said to you before, take one area and just say, Lord, would you help me to change this? You know, for example, I can know someone in my life who's in a circle of friends in my life, and I don't like that person. Naturally, I don't like that person. What have I done? I've turned to the Lord and I ask him, Lord, I want your love to show through me. I want your love to be manifested. And I intentionally, when I'm going to be in these people's company, I just whisper that again, Lord, help me. I'm always looking for the good. And as I look for the good, and I congratulate, or I thank, or I underline, I affirm something about them that is good, God uses that to change that other person's heart and to help them to be more and more like him. It's a job in a certain way on our side, but it's not huge. If there are people who are evil, pray for them. Just pray for them. And you can sometimes do no better good than to pray for them that their lives might be changed. But sometimes people just irritate us personality-wise, or they're always talking about this, or they're always talking about that, and we get tired of it. Brothers and sisters, God wants you to love them. Ask God how you can. And that doesn't mean showering them with gifts or anything like that. It just means your kindness toward them, or your interest in something they are talking about. It might take a few minutes of your time, but try. Open your heart. Say, Lord, love them through me. I give you my life. I want them to be like you. Help me and use me as your servant. And God will do that. It's a real work to be done. As the beginning says again, let us love one another because love is of God. And everyone who loves is begotten by God and knows God. So that's what we pray for, the love of God be in each of our family members, our friends, our acquaintances, our co-workers, in whatever form, our friends. We want to pray that God may bless them, that God may reveal himself more to them and to use you as part of that. Don't say, oh, I'm nothing, I'm a sinner. We're all sinners. Some weeks I feel like I need to go to confession every day. Honestly, it can happen. But I simply go to him and say, Lord, may we love as you have loved us. Because we've been given an infinite love. We want to open our hearts to that. And then let that be poured out through us upon others. And it's really true. It changes people's lives. And this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he has loved us and sent his Son as expiation for our sins. Jesus the Savior of the world, your Savior, my Savior. I need a Savior, don't you? We all do. Open your heart to the love that God has for you and how he wants to use you. Psalm 72 tells us, Lord, every nation on earth will adore you. Every nation on earth will adore you. One verse says, the mountains shall yield peace for the people and the hills justice. He shall defend the afflicted among the people, save the children of the poor. Perhaps he wants to use you as one of his disciples there. Perhaps it's actually in courtroom. He wants to bring a justice that is good and that you might be a part of that. Open your heart to how God wants to use you, because nothing, in a sense, nothing is secular for those who love God. And you love God. Open your heart and just be ready to be a bearer of that love to people in very small ways, but it could be major to that other person. You say hello to someone. I said hello to one man one time on the street who was begging. I said hello to him, and he said, nobody said that to me. Nobody's ever said that to me. All I said was hello, but I meant it. Brothers and sisters, we have many, many brothers and sisters who are on the fringe of society. And I'm not saying you need to go out and do some huge job. Just be kind to the people who perhaps are in more difficult circumstances than you are. Just be kind. At least a word of recognition, a word of contact, a prayer, most of all, for them, to pray for them. Brothers and sisters, God wants his presence known more and more in this world in which we live. And you and I presently are the people who are being called to do that, to be more of a sign and a presence of the living God among his people. Think about that. Seriously, think about that in your life, how you could be more that way. And the Gospel of Mark tells us, chapter 6, verses 34 to 44, when Jesus saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. By now it was already late, and his disciples approached him and said, this is a deserted place. It's already very late. Dismiss them, so they can go to the surrounding farms and villages and buy themselves something to eat. And he said to them in reply, give them some food yourselves. But they said to him, are we to buy 200 days' wages worth of food and give it to them to eat? And so he asked them, how many loaves do you have? Go and see. And when they had found out, they said, we have 5 loaves and 2 fish. So he gave orders to have them sit down in groups on the green grass. The people took their places in rows by hundreds and by fifties. Then taking the 5 loaves and 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. He also divided the 2 fish among them. And they all ate and were satisfied. What do you think happened there? But an incredible multiplication of food for his people. But first he asked his disciples, what do you have? So we need, first of all, to be able to give our 5 loaves and our 2 fish. Even it seems like it's far too small, so it's insignificant. Give what you have. God will take it from there. That's what he's looking in you for, a generous heart, for thinking beyond your own nose, so to speak. He loves you. He wants you to belong to him more and more fully. And it says in the scripture, after he multiplied the loaves and the fishes, they all ate and were satisfied. And they picked up 12 wicker baskets full of fragments. And what was left of the fish, After all those people ate everything they wanted, those who ate of the loaves were 5,000 men. Think also of the women. Think of the children that may have gathered together. Who knows how many people there were? Jesus wants to satisfy us, but not just satisfy us here in our life. He wants to satisfy us for all eternity. He wants us to come to him, to draw near to him, to trust him, to seek him, to wait upon him, because he loves you. And I want to say something to all of you right now, wherever you are listening to this program, in the car or at home, wherever you might be, the Lord knows you right now. He knows you right this minute. He knows what clothes you have on. He knows what you're worried about. He knows what you're concerned about. He loves you, and he wants you to know him. Come to the source of all love. Come to the source of all love. He's offering himself. He has offered himself on the cross and forever until you're united to him. He offers himself to you. And what we want to do is be in a position to be able to say, Lord, I do love you, and I want to love you more. I've made many mistakes. I've failed. I've sinned. I'm sorry. But I want to love you more. Lord, will you help me? And you will be amazed at how much God wants to help you. You'll be amazed at the ways, and if you don't have your eyes open, you can miss them, because they'll be in little ways here and there. Some door will open, something will happen that will make it more possible for you. If you give all of yourself to loving your neighbor, truly loving them, God will reward you, not just in this life, brothers and sisters, not just for now. He will love you for all eternity. He's just come as Savior of the world. We're just beginning this new year. Let us all together acknowledge him as my Savior, my Redeemer, my Sanctifier. He is that for me, and he is for all of my friends and my relatives. And I know many, many people have turned away from the church, have turned away from God, who scoff at it. I know that. Take some time during the week where you just say the rosary for all the people you know, that they might not close their hearts to what God wants to do, that they might open their hearts to the beauty that he has for them. Let's pray for that first, and then take the opportunity as they present themselves. Don't force yourself. Don't ever force yourself in a conversation. But where there's an opening, share with them something God has done for you. Share something of your love for him. Brothers and sisters, we need to be people who share the love of God every day, wherever we are. May God give you that grace, that power, and that hope. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.